TikTok or his phone has your TikTok video, and he's sitting there watching it while he's chatting to you about a potential job.
Such is the world today.
I do not want that. I have worked too hard to get where I am today to have something that people should never do in my background being judged by that.
Oh, absolutely. There's a lot of things I did, especially in my 20s, that I'm glad there weren't cameras around, and I didn't film it. But T-Spear, I got to run. I appreciate the call.
Thanks much. Bye.
Bye. More News and Views, second hour of News and Views when we come back.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. The Labor Department reports 3.28 million people filing for unemployment claims this past week because of all the layoffs from the coronavirus outbreak. Fox Business Network's Lauren Simonetti.
This is the highest number we have ever seen, way worse than some of the estimates. In fact, right near the high of the estimates that we saw, going from as little as 1 million to as high as 4 million. In the state of California, we saw 1 million claims in just the past week. In the state of Connecticut, 40,000 between Friday and last night. So the numbers from coast to coast in individual states, really drastic.
There are expanded unemployment benefits in the $2 trillion relief bill that's expected to get a House vote tomorrow after last night's unanimous passage in the Senate. COVID-19 cases and deaths have more than doubled worldwide in the past week. The number of deaths in this country has now passed 1,000. America's listening to Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by Caravita Village. Seniors, they don't want you to worry and be home alone. They have a team to move you to Caravita Village at their cost. Just do not be alone. Call today to discuss your options. Go to CaravitaVillage.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Here's a forecast that sure doesn't sound like the end of March. Potential record high today. 87 is the record. We'll be in the upper 80s. Lots of sunshine. Low tonight down to about 63. Tomorrow, could we possibly tease 90 degrees? If we do, we could break the 89-degree record from 1910. More sun tomorrow. Then Saturday, if we get to a high of 87, that will tie that record as well. Showers become likely by Saturday evening, Saturday night. Some thunderstorms as well. Sunday, we're back in the 70s. The pollen count remains in the very high level, almost off the scale, through Saturday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Liberty Mutual Insurance Company helps you customize your home insurance so you only pay for what you need. Unlike things you paid for you didn't need, like the Vacnado 2000. A Wi-Fi connected vacuum that uploads Dust Bunny data to the cloud for real-time optimization. Whatever that means. But really, it's just a very expensive doggy chew toy. With Liberty Mutual, get customized home insurance so you only pay for what you need.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts for our spring break deals on lawn and garden batteries, wiper blades, brake kits, and more. Kick off the season right with fresh batteries for your lawn gear. For a limited time, purchase any SuperStart lawn and garden battery and get a $10 gift card after mail-in rebate. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We're a few minutes after 10 o'clock here in the AM, so it means it's time to talk to Ray Bowles with Prattville Carpet. Hey, Ray, how are you this morning?
Man, I'm doing great. How about you guys?
I'm doing very well. I'm flying solo today, so self-isolating, really following the best protocols, you know.
Well, you never fly solo because you got, what, like 20, 30,000 people listening to you?
Oh, yeah. I mean, we can just assume 100,000 people.
I would think so. I mean, I'm sure you got people out in California listening right now.
Exactly, exactly. Especially since I've been talking about, you know, TikTok videos.
I've never done a TikTok video. I don't even know if I've ever seen a TikTok video. What is that?
It's one of these new social media things where people can do short little videos, and that's pretty much all you can do. And people usually do it like dance videos, music videos. But some kids, in the midst of the coronavirus crisis, have, like one guy in Britain named Lars with a Z, he licked a public restroom toilet bowl twice, and 5 days later he got coronavirus.
Well, that's about right. Yeah.
Yeah, that's TikTok. That's just a sample.
Yeah, survival of the fittest.
Exactly. So, but how are you doing in this crisis? I hope business is still going well.
Business is still going on strong. I have to thank everybody that's still using us and getting their floors replaced. We're completely booked out for 2 weeks on installation, which is great. We have changed our strategy a little bit. What we're doing is we're bringing the floors to you. We've turned all our cars into mobile showrooms. Everybody has sanitizers in their cars, so we're making sure our hands are washed before and after. Going in and out of homes, literally just come in, bring it down, we'll let you see what it is, hang on to it overnight, go ahead and give you the pricing so you and your husband or your wife can talk about it, and then just simply call us back and do everything over the phone, even down to the payment. You can pay on a credit card over the phone.
That's awesome. And so, you told me the other day that Mohawk has this guarantee, like if people don't like how it matches with the rest, they maybe go, I wish I'd done a different type. Mohawk can help them out, right?
Absolutely, because then you can just simply call us and say, this floor color did not work. And Mohawk will replace the floor for free, everything but the labor.
Wow. Wow.
It is a great, great program. We have 18 months famous cash going on right now, and we have some incredible deals from Mohawk because they're looking at, like every business, hey, we got to do something to help, you know, really curve the business up. So the prices are dropping. Left and right, we have some incredible deals going on right now. Too much to take up y'all's time to talk about, but if you'll call us at 285-8117, any one of us will take our time, explain to you what's going on, and bring the sample to you, just that simple.
Y'all give Ray and the whole team at Prattville Carpet a call, 285-8117. Like you just heard him say, they can come to you, show you many samples of flooring for any budget, and more than flooring, too, especially ceramic tile. They can help you out. Ray, I really appreciate you calling in today, and have a good rest of the one.
Y'all do, too. Thanks, guys.
Bye. 272-9228, second hour of news and views coming up here. Stay tuned.
Do you ever wonder why some companies have built such a solid quality brand while others struggle with their quality of service? It's simple. It's all about the company culture. If ownership takes quality care of their team members, then their sales, admin, and service techs take pride in treating their customers with exemplary service. This is what happens when you use Weedman of Greater Montgomery. Hi, this is Terry. Our local management and co-ownership team of twins, Grant and Kyle Falk, give you double the caring attitude towards you, the customer. Actually, our customers say it best. Linda A. says, we've used Weedman for 3 years. I would encourage anyone ready to change services and looking for a dependable lawn care service to give Weedman a try. Nicole S. gushes, Weedman saved my lawn. It was horrible after years of another company going through the motions. Now my yard looks as good as the neighbor's, who obsesses over his yard. Thanks, Nicole. Go to WeedmanUSA.com today for a free price quote. Lawn care companies are not all alike. Our caring culture sets us apart. Go to WeedmanUSA.com today.
It's the spring planting sale March 23rd through the 28th at Southern Homes and Gardens. We've postponed spring open house, but you don't have to wait to get great deals. Shop new arrivals, including annual color, Papa Joe's veggies and herbs, and more. Get our best prices of the year, like 20% off plant collections, including all azaleas, trees, houseplants, and hanging baskets. 50% off selected outdoor pottery, and up to 40% off outdoor living furniture. Get the plants you want at the prices you need. The spring planting sale, Monday through Friday, 9 to 6, and Saturday, 8 to 6, at Southern Homes and Gardens, Vaughn Road.
At WinCreekCasino.com, you can play online for free to earn rewards. And we're here to help you use those rewards at any of our locations. Getting to our gaming floor can start on your sofa. Getting to our restaurants can start at your table. And getting to our hotel can start in your bedroom. Play online for free and find your winning moment at WinCreekCasino.com.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
It's time for news and views from 9 till noon, Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. 272-9228. 272-9228 if you want to get in on the program. This is part of News and Views brought to you by Dr. Tom. That's Dr. Tom Pershing, chiropractor. Due to this virus outbreak, if you hurt yourself or have neck or mid-back or low-back pain or other musculoskeletal pain, you need to call Dr. Pershing's office in Wetumpka. Their number is 334-514-7600. Again, that number, 514-7600. I mean, if you've been dealing with something chronic and you've been meaning to get it done, why not go see Doc Pershing? He's been a chiropractor for decades. I mean, this guy has not only had thousands of hours of experience, but he's actually had thousands of hours of teaching the practice, the art, the science of chiropractic to folks out there all over the country. He's licensed in many states, and so he really knows what he's doing, folks. And when you call 514-7600, set up an appointment. On that first visit, he'll get your family history, your personal history, to understand exactly what he might be dealing with, any sort of chronic issues that are passed on. He'll discuss a diagnosis and maybe give you some initial treatment. And there are all different options for treatments. For instance, deep tissue laser therapy. Laser therapy has been approved by the FDA since 1974. Or I really like the spinal decompression. Instead of going in and thinking about back surgery or anything like that, he has ways to help with those bulging discs that are giving you, it's certainly giving you problems. But he can do it without having, you know, put you under the knife. This is some of the beauty of chiropractic therapy. So again, call Doc Pershing today, whether you have neck, mid-back, low-back pain, or anything else having to do with the musculoskeletal system, give him a call. 514-7600, and be sure to tell Dr. Tom Pershing, that Joey from the radio sent you. So Nancy Pelosi just got done. Seems hopeful that the House will pass this bill. I'm not sure the country's in the mood for more of the partisan games, though the games continue. Now, for instance, last night, Mitch McConnell was hailing the fact that the Senate had a unanimous vote. I think it was 96-0 because many senators are sitting out, like Rand Paul, Mitt Romney, and whatnot. But here is Mitch McConnell yesterday after the bill passed.
$2 trillion rescue bill to save American individuals, small businesses, large businesses, and to provide considerable funding for the health care workers and the scientists and the doctors and others who are trying to solve this pandemic. So I think if I were writing your headline, I'd say the Senate has pivoted from one of the most contentious partisan periods in the nation's history to passing this rescue package 100-0, all in one quarter of this year, from arguably the most partisan, divisive thing you could possibly do to coming together entirely, 100 of us, to meet this challenge. I think says a lot about the United States Senate as an institution, our willingness to put aside our differences to do something really significant for the country. I think one of the reasons that happened is we're inspired by what's going on around the country. People are helping each other, reaching out, looking for ways to make a difference, following the directions of the healthcare professionals. This is a proud moment for the United States Senate and for the country, and we're going to win this battle in the very near future. With that, I'll take a couple of questions if there are.
Okay, so that's a good message, and it's a good point he's making. It's incredible what 2020 has been. It really is. In particular, the impeachment of a president in that trial in the Senate that went on for too long. And for us now to be at this point where we're seeing the government, despite the usual partisan crap, working together. Now, I'm color me skeptical here of what exactly this is going to do. I think it might be necessary, but when it's a bill of this size, I'm sure there's all sorts of little secret gifts that we haven't quite seen and it hasn't yet been publicized. However, I think the message he's giving is that we were divided, we're now together. It's a shame that it takes this sort of crisis to bring Americans together. Maybe it's because we have it so good, we're used to just bickering and moaning and taking things for granted. Because we have it so good, we can get away with it because we have it good. But I think he's given a great message there. Then he opens up the floor for questions. And this is just another example of, I guess, the media, and I think Mitch McConnell makes this point here as he's answering these questions, they see their job as finding every little thing wrong with what these people are doing. You know, I'm all for questioning authority. I'm all for questioning authority at the root of the problem. I think power corrupts. I think we should limit the size and scope of government in almost every way. And in the midst of this crisis, we've seen all sorts of rules and regulations getting in the way of responding quickly to helping people in need. But it's one thing to be skeptical of authority, to call out authority in a fundamental way. It's another thing to sort of just play gotcha with these politicians. Sort of gotcha games, ticky-tack fouls, if you will, that don't actually change anything other than to kind of make this or that person look bad. So let's listen to some of these questions.
Right. Yeah.
Senator McConnell, understanding that, of course, this is a crisis and time is of the essence, this vote began and the public had not yet seen the bill. Lobbyists had seen the bill. And none of the debate had been held in public. There is virtually no public debate on what looks to be the largest bill in American history. Can you explain why that was, and should the public have had more time to understand what this bill is that is meant to help them?
Do you work here?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, we're the elected representatives of the American people. I'll walk you through it again. We laid down a bill as a result of consultation with Republican members on key committees. We invited our Democratic friends to join us. By Sunday of this week, we had a bipartisan bill as a starting place. Then the Speaker and the Democratic leader came into my office on Sunday, and that slowed down the process, but it had already begun on a totally bipartisan basis. That's what we do here. We are elected to get results.
My questions about the public.
Yeah, and the public's watching all of it through you and the debates on the floor. This bill is no different from any other bill. This is the way all bills are developed. What was different about it, it was totally bipartisan from the beginning to the end. And as I just mentioned, we pivoted from impeachment to 100-0 on this rescue package. This was about as flawless as you could possibly be. We had input from everyone, all over the country, all parts of our society, from nonprofits to profits, all going to their elected representatives, coming into these discussions. This is a classic way you write legislation in a democracy. Yeah.
At the same time, you and Schumer didn't seem to interact too much with each other. Throughout the entire process, you were railing on Pelosi as if she did not have a right to have any sort of imprint on this bill.
I know you're paid to find something wrong with almost everything, but it's not much to argue about. When people who
Pelosi
are...
Pelosi has a right
I, to... I can answer for... I'll be happy to answer myself. We pivoted from one of the most partisan exercises you could ever be engaged in to a bipartisan 100-0, $2 trillion rescue package for the country. Not much to complain about on process when you get that kind of an outcome for the country. You all have a good break, and we'll see you when we get back here, and hopefully we've bent the curve on this pandemic by then.
Yeah, we'll see. Yeah, it only took two questions there. That was at 11:30 last night, 11:36 or so. And you can see why there's just frustration in general with the press. Now, again, I'm skeptical. Like, with a bill with this price tag, there's all sorts of little hidden things, what they call them, poison pills. That could be more ideological. I'm sure there are little giveaways that not everybody will like, but when you're dancing with the devil of government, you end up being compromised in all sorts of ways. I guess that's just the nature of the beast. 272-9228. Folks, this part of News and Views, this hour of News and Views, brought to you by our good friends at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. Visit them on the web at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368 and equal housing lender. Let's go to the phones real quick before the break. 272-9228. News and Views, you're on there. Who's this?
It's Bob. Morning, Joe.
Morning, Bob. How you doing this morning?
Listen, I don't have to be on the air, but I want to throw
you're
this
on
out.
Air. Yeah.
Well, anyway, throw this out. A friend of mine just called me this morning about 8 o'clock. He's getting off of I-65 Heron Street, and he said 10 Montgomery police cars blazed past him with sirens blaring, and a state trooper was coming up on the wrong side of the interstate. I've never seen that happen, but anyway, he said there's something huge going on for that amount of police to be going with wide out, you know, with sirens and all. And I'm not near my computer, so have you seen anything breaking news on what might be going on?
And where were they? What part of the interstate again?
I-65.
I've not seen anything breaking. I mean, usually what happens with this stuff, Bob, is if it is an ongoing sort of police response, they usually don't give details to the press, if anything, to the press.
I got you.
And I'm not seeing anything here immediately.
Well, with that number of cars driving that fast, it had to have been, you know, police shooting or shooting of some sort that they would have responded that with that much force. Well, take care and thank you.
Thank you, Bob. Appreciate it. 272-9228. Let's hit this break. More News and Views when we come back. We'll be covering what's going on nationally, as well as how you can look out here locally with the spread of the Rona, the coronavirus, COVID-19. Now nearly 70,000 cases here in the United States. Be right back.
Talk, the River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Hi, this is Dan Black with Dan Black Studios. Do you have a box full of old home movies or videos, and you've been wanting to have them converted to DVD? If so, we can help you. We've been in business for over 35 years here in Montgomery, and all work is done in our facility. Unlike some other companies that ship them off to, well, who knows where. Is your iPhone out of storage? We can transfer your videos and photos to files as well. Call 279-6036 or go online to danblackstudios.net.
Think Local is a state of mind at Guardian Credit Union. It's about community and what you do with it. Think starting a new car or starting a family. Think new home or update the one you love. Think walking down the aisle and happily ever after. These milestones make life worth living, and we have what it takes to help you along the way. Think Local. Think Guardian.
Hello, everyone. Robbie Pelt with Capital City Roofing. If you think about it, your home is your biggest investment in life. Your roof covers your home, so why jeopardize your biggest investment on a roofer you don't know anything about when you can deal with a reputable roofing company like Capital City Roofing? We have an A-plus Better Business rating and the best manufacturers and workmanship warranties available. We do all residential and commercial roofing applications that are certified through the manufacturer to ensure you get the best material and workmanship money can buy. We also have your project in our best interest before and after construction has been done. Don't hesitate to call us if you have any roofing issues or questions. We will match any of our competitors' price and give you the same great workmanship warranty. We also give free estimates. Give us a call today and let us show you the difference. 277-3311. That's 277-3311. Or you can check us out on the web at www.capitalcityroofing.com. Capital City Roofing. We capitalize the roofing industry.
A1 Plumbing.
Listen, I need a plumber over here right now.
Let's see. We could get to that in about 3 weeks.
3 weeks?
Uh-huh.
Look, I was installing a new toilet and the water line broke. Now I'm standing in about 3 feet of water and it's still rising fast.
Uh-huh.
But look, I'll give you $50 extra if you can send someone right now.
Maybe 2 weeks.
Okay, $100, but you need to get here right now.
All right, keep your shirt on. What's that address?
I'm at 3301 Center Avenue. It's a block from the door.
Must have changed his mind.
Whether your problem is big or small, Cole Plumbing can fix it right, usually the first time and as economically as possible. With our experienced and background-checked employees, we take pride in knowing that we are one of the most trusted companies in the area. When there is trouble with your bowl, call on Cole, 279-8919, or go to coleplumbing.com.
Noble here with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Get a complete heating and cooling system for just $69 a month. But hurry, there are limited quantities available. Visit calldixie.com.
Call Dixie and it's done.
License number 15033.
This is David with Mr. Sandman Mattress. I have been advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting for over 20 years with great results. Their many station formats help me reach a broad cross-section of the local market and have helped me succeed in the highly competitive mattress business.
This is Rick Peters, managing partner of Blue Water Broadcasting. Seems that all anyone's talking about these days is coronavirus and its impact on all of us. Think about that. No one is immune, especially local business. Local business that needs your support to survive. They're your friends, your neighbors, your colleagues. By supporting them, you support all of us. It's more important than ever that we buy local and support local. We're all in this together. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks, supporting local business.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1, WACV. News Talk 93.1.
We hold these truths to be self-evident. All men and women created by the... You know the thing.
You know the thing. Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. 272-9228. If you'd like to get in on the program, again, this hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. Visit them on the web at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368. An equal housing lender. Let's go to the phones and talk to James. Hey, James.
Hey, Joey.
How you doing, man?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Good.
I was calling about the last caller. He said about the police.
Yes, sir.
And I heard that there was a high-speed chase this morning on 85 North. So the time that he mentioned sounded about like the time they would have been responding to that. So
I believe you're right. Another gentleman also called me off air, and then Mark C. sent me an email. This is why I love y'all in the audience. I wish I had 1,000 eyes and ears that stay on top of every little thing, but this is why I love you guys. It was two men are now in custody after a chase that started in Wetumpka, ended on Madison Avenue here in Montgomery. Apparently, it was a high-speed chase. It went to 65 South, and then the vehicle wrecked near Capitol Parkway, Madison Avenue.
Wow. Okay. Well, and when this whole quarantine thing is over, are you guys still meeting at Baumhauer's on Wednesdays?
Oh, absolutely. I know Greg and the guys, I mean, they wouldn't miss that. It's become a staple.
Okay, great. All right, well, you all have a good day.
Thank you, James. Appreciate it. 272-9228. Yeah, the world still keeps on spinning, even when it's under crisis. You know, and you got to watch out in a situation like this for the worst of the worst. You know, it's one thing to charge somebody with a minor terrorist threat for, you know, licking products in Walmart. Dumbass. Excuse me. But I saw the FBI arrested somebody for wanting to, because of this crackdown, because of the quarantine. You know, I'm a bit unnerved by it and the power of government. I don't think it's a good policy, generally speaking, to make sweeping changes out of only fear. However, I would never react to something like this with a sense of violence and wanting to just take it out on people. And apparently the FBI arrested some guy who was looking to blow up a hospital. I'll have to double check. That broke yesterday afternoon as I was just leaving, but the FBI found him early. My goodness. I mean, you could just see. I had that thought last night. It's almost an intrusive thought. I was trying to relax, but I'm sitting there thinking, you know, foreign policy issues are still going on. I guess Iran is affected by the virus, and even the Taliban are allowing healthcare workers to go around their country unscathed. But, you know, if you're really looking for an opportune time to mess with the United States or, say, Europe, it'd be now. I'm not trying to give anybody any ideas. But, yeah, it's situations like this that remind you how vulnerable you are on a personal, all the way up to a nationwide global level. It can be a bit unnerving, but we can stay on top of it. And speaking of, the world keeps on spinning. The fight between Donald Trump and the media continues. It hasn't slowed down at all. Many in the media see their job as just trying to dash any sense of hope or aspiration that we'll get through this because it makes Donald Trump look bad. So here's one example of what I'm talking about.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have two questions for you. One is this, that tomorrow you're going to be speaking with the G20 leaders, and I want to know if you're going to lead an effort to craft a worldwide ban on wild animal markets so as to prevent another pandemic, given that COVID-19 is a zoonotic that was transferred to humans in trade of exotic animals.
Yeah, I don't know that subject's going to come up. There is a lot of talk that that's how this all happened, came out of China. And they say that's how it happened in China. So it's something maybe will be talked about, but it's not the top of my list.
Yes.
I think we're going to have a very good conference tomorrow.
And to follow up, also, Dr. Ashish Shah, who is the head of Harvard's Global Health Institute, says that the key to getting this economy open as soon as possible is to test everyone who needs testing so we can quarantine all infected individuals and allow everyone else to go back to work immediately. Would you subscribe to that strategy?
No, but we have tested more than anybody. I saw him.
And if not, how many deaths are acceptable?
Yeah. How many? None. Okay. How many deaths are acceptable to me? None. Okay. None. If that's your question.
The president held back there, folks. It's questions like that that, of course, no deaths are acceptable. But at a certain point, it's not. For instance, the folks that took what they thought was chloroquine, which was really koi pond, like fish tank cleaner, and they wanted to blame the president. No. No, that's not it at all. Here's another example. Trump sparring with the media last night.
Is this Easter timeline based on your political interests?
You tweeted.
You said that the media wants the country to remain closed to hurt your odds.
The media would like to see me do poorly in the election.
Lawmakers and economists on both sides of the aisle have said that reopening the country by Easter is not a good idea. What is that plan based on?
Just so you understand. Are you ready? I think there are certain people that would like it not to open so quickly. I think there are certain people that would like it to do financially poorly because they think that would be very good as far as defeating me at the polls. And I don't know if that's so, but I do think it's so that there are people in your profession that would like that to happen. I think it's very clear. I think it's very clear that there are people in your profession that write fake news. You do. She does. There are people in your profession that write fake news. They would love to see me for whatever reason, because we've done one hell of a job. Nobody's done the job that we've done. And it's lucky that you have this group here right now for this problem, or you wouldn't even have a country left. Okay.
So Trump getting a little testy, especially as they're doing these press conferences with the coronavirus task force daily. The gloves are starting to come off once again. I mean, they were never fully on, let's be honest. But, you know, Trump has been trying to be a bit more somber and serious. But the more the press tries to sink their claws into him, he does fight back. And, I mean, that's what he said is obviously true. There are clearly people in the media who say they're journalists but are political activists who want to spin this as the worst possible thing for this president. Unfortunately, this political calculus is always a factor. And it's why I think a lot of the news is not giving you best case scenarios and what we're doing in a productive way to actually meet the crisis. It's a lot of doom and gloom, a lot of worry and woe, wailing and gnashing of teeth. And yes, there's plenty to be unnerved about, plenty to be fearful about. But you respond to that anxiety, you respond to that fear with courage, with finding solutions. And it can be tiring. when you're constantly having to be on top of the situation and you're not clear in the midst of the fog of war what exactly is going to bring you victory, it can be difficult. But to add in sort of despair as well as sort of needling political questions to that mix, it's just not helpful. And it seems like the polls are reflecting, well, the number one, the country is still divided politically speaking, though we are together as everyday people. And that people are largely giving Trump the benefit of the doubt on this response. I think we could always look back, hindsight being 2020, and saying, hey, in particular, we needed more testing earlier than we've had it. Absolutely. I think the unknown and the lack of testing is exactly what is increasing the sense of fear and anxiety. But to sort of needle the president, like that question of how many deaths are acceptable, what the hell kind of question is that? No wonder the president responded in kind in that way. 272-9228. Again, this hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Alabama Home Mortgage. Kim Williams and the entire team over there are still on top of things. They're working remotely, trying to keep themselves and everybody else safe, but they are still working. So whether you are a potential first-time home buyer, you should go ahead and get pre-approved by calling 567-4223, 567-4223. Or maybe you're a current homeowner and you're looking for, say, market rates to drop, especially as this economy recovers out of this crisis. Well, go ahead and get set up, get put in the queue at Alabama Home Mortgage so that you can save thousands of dollars a year, maybe skip a couple of payments. It could really help you out. And especially if you're a veteran or if you're a first responder, Alabama Home Mortgage has been built to take care of you. Because, folks, there is a difference in mortgage companies. Call Alabama Home Mortgage today. Again, their number, 567-4223, 567-4223. Visit them on the web at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368, an equal housing lender. 272-9228, that's the number to give me a call. News and Views, you're on the air. Who's this?
Hey, this is Clint, Joey.
Hey, Clint, how you doing today?
Doing good. Hey, that last bit you played about the president.
Yeah.
I agree with him 100%. You know, the left, in my opinion, which is apparently his opinion too, they don't want this thing to work out good. You know, the virus. They just don't want it. And they'll do everything they can to slow it down.
Well, I don't think they're actively working against fixing the problem, but I think what they want is the problem to be fixed, but they want to complain the whole way that we get to fixing the problem and say that it would be so much better if Joe Biden were here.
Yes. Or it could have been done quicker.
Right.
The president took too long. Well, I think we're doing good. Just like Ronald Reagan said, you know, we're Americans. We always react to a crisis. And we'll be all right. And I think the president's doing just fine.
Well, hear, hear.
All right. Have a good day, sir.
Thank you, Clint. News and Views, you're on there. Who's this?
Hey, Joey, it's Bill.
Hey, Bill, how you doing, man?
Oh, it's a beautiful day. I would love to see President Trump kind of turn the tables on some of these news reporters and kind of start getting specific. He talks in generalities,
right,
a lot, like he did a while ago. And instead, I would like to see him a little more articulate and ask the reporter, well, which specific incident are you talking about? Because, you know, like the testing, well, he's being blamed for a lot of the testing being late. But the question is when did the governor get the stuff in the state to actually start doing the testing? Some of this, you know, you can't really pin on Trump. If he sent the stuff out, or if the CDC sent stuff out 4 weeks or 5 weeks before the testing started, then it really needs to be reflected back to the state, the city, and why it took them so long to start.
Right, and I think some of this, and it's what's been driving me crazy since the beginning of this bill, it's a practical problem. It's not whether you're a governor or you're the president of the United States, whether you pass more laws or enforce more and more things and you use the bully pulpit, at the end of the day, yelling and screaming and bossing people around is not just going to create more ventilators out of thin air. It takes time. And you got to get the job done. I think there are things that are holding that back, and we're finally seeing the FDA have regulations removed so they can approve things quicker. But generally speaking, this takes time. You've got to get the companies together. You've got to make sure that we're actually producing these things. And really, it's a classic story. The government has been slow to respond, bureaucratic in that way, despite the best efforts of all sorts of great individuals working in the government. And then it's the private sector comes in with the manufacturing know-how and productivity, and they're now producing these things. And it just takes time, no matter how much the press or governor or even the president complains about it. So, you know, we'll get through it.
Well, isn't it kind of funny that a lot of the things that are blocking people being able to jump into production is things that previous administrations shoved on manufacturing and crippled them in the past couple of administrations?
Oh, yeah, I mean, Democrat and Republican, and absolutely.
Look at all the stuff that has been lifted off of the EPA. And I would say most of it was pretty much unneeded. But it was restrictions that was put on the EPA who put them on industry and private citizens. That has now been lifted, and that's a lot of the reason you're seeing all the building going on. It's because that stuff has been freed up.
Right.
And before it wasn't. So hopefully, and they were pressing about the Easter deadline for lifting some of the restrictions on people. There are regions of the country that virtually aren't even seeing this.
Not in a massive way. And really, it's a day-by-day approach. I think Easter is a bit aspirational. And now we're 17 days from that Easter Sunday. And maybe for certain parts of the country, you can loosen things up. Maybe you can't. But I like the idea that we're looking towards that day of rebirth, renewal, salvation. And saying, hey, this is a good date on the calendar to aspire to. Maybe it'll be sooner, maybe it'll be later. And it won't be the whole country. But it's more giving kind of a symbol to people to hope for. It's the whole point of Easter, really. Hope. And that's what I find so frustrating is people take these things so literally in order to make their political point. It's very frustrating indeed. But, Bill, I got to run. I appreciate the call, man.
Have a good afternoon.
You too. It's not even afternoon, though. Have a good rest of the morning, Bill. 272-9228. Y'all hold your position on the phones. Be right back. More news and views after this.
Or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
David Little from Tucker Pecan is in the house. Well, everybody is back from market and understand you got some great stuff.
Bubba, we have got the newest gift ideas you will find coming straight from market. We've got the wonderful jewelry, good-looking, bright jewelry that doesn't break the bank and is going to be the perfect gift any time of the year. Also, we've got some wonderful totes that have just come in. They are bright colored, ready for the beach, the lake, those things. We've also got dry wick beach towels, but we also have some Turkish towels that have just come in. And if that's not your thing and you're looking for something different, we've got this new popcorn that just came in. It's got chocolates, sea salt, all kinds of great flavors. It is new. We had it years ago and we got it back because it was such a great seller. But we've always got the freshest and finest candies and pecans you will find anywhere. anywhere. We have it at Tucker Pecan.
Where are you located?
We are located at 350 North McDonough Street in downtown Montgomery. You can check us out on the web at tuckerpecan.com or call us at 262-4470 or like us on Facebook.
Fox Business Report. Boeing and American Express shares are leading the market higher, though the latest reading on the job market is dismal. Investors are feeling some optimism about the package to stimulate the economy. The number of new claims for unemployment benefits rose to more than 3 million last week, the largest number on record. States with large increases included Pennsylvania, California, Massachusetts, New Jersey, and Ohio. The layoffs reflect the large number of businesses ordered to close or scale back in response to the coronavirus. Fed Chair Jerome Powell says the U.S. may well be in recession, but progress in controlling the spread of the coronavirus will determine when the economy can fully reopen. Struggling office rental company WeWork says it has enough money and commitments to continue its five-year plan for the business. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Jenny Coselda, invested in you.
Prescription products require an online physician consultation and are only available if the physician determines a prescription is appropriate. Subscription required. See website for full details and important safety information.
Hey guys, good news. The expensive little blue pill is now generic, which means the prescription medication to treat ED is super affordable at 4hims.com. And now get your first online doctor's visit free at 4hims.com. That's right. Zero copay, no awkward face-to-face conversations to get your prescription. That's really good news. To start your free online visit, go to this exclusive address, 4hims.com/joy. That's FORHIMS.com/joy.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Here's a forecast that sure doesn't sound like the end of March. Potential record high today. 87 is the record. We'll be in the upper 80s. Lots of sunshine. Low tonight down to about 63. Tomorrow, could we possibly tease 90 degrees? If we do, we could break the 89-degree record from 1910. More sun tomorrow. Then Saturday, if we get to a high of 87, that will tie that record as well. Showers become likely by Saturday evening, Saturday night. Some thunderstorms as well. Sunday, we're back in the 70s. The pollen count remains in the very high level, almost off the scale, through Saturday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
CBNS Bank has digital banking solutions to help you keep up. Check balances, pay bills, transfer funds, manage your card, deposit checks, and much more. Learn more at cbsbank.com. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for information. Member FDIC.
Live local talk. The River Region's only 24-hour news talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. You want to join the program, 272-9228. That's the number Cher called. Hey, Cher, welcome to the program.
Hey, how's it going?
Pretty good, pretty good. I made the mistake. You know, I've got this little used car, this Roadster, so I can take the top down on it. And I thought, oh, it's a beautiful day. So I drove in, just a quick 5-minute, 7-minute drive from the apartment to here at work, and it was a bad mistake. The pollen is getting to me.
it's rough, yeah. It is definitely rough.
But I enjoyed my 7-minute drive.
It's Alabama. It's Alabama.
Yeah.
You know? we love it. It's our state.
So what's on your mind today?
I was calling in about how, you know, the news media, they are massively fear-mongering. These are people who are taking stuff that the president's saying, they're twisting it. To mean whatever, they take little excerpts out of what he says and they expound on that and they call it fact when it's not what he's saying.
Right.
And they're scaring the bejeebers out of the general public. We've got marching orders in my occupation, which is cosmetology, by the state of Alabama. We have been trained in sanitation, sterilization of our environment implement for the protection of the general public. People are all over, stay home, shelter in place. Okay, if you're sick, that's fine. But the governor herself said that this is not New York.
Right.
It's not California. And it's not even Louisiana. we are not at that level of crisis. And when it gets there, just like Jefferson County, Birmingham area, they will put those stipulations in place that need to be done in order to keep people safe. We need to, you know, just basically, if you're not in a profession that can deal with this, then you're just reacting and you're not responding with intelligence and appropriate measure. You're coming from a place of fear, like you were saying earlier, and that's not where we want to come from when dealing with this. There are those of us who are professionally trained to handle contagion. I just finished an 8-hour course from the Red Cross CDC on how to handle contagious diseases. Just in January. We're prepared in my occupation because that's the kind of thing that we handle. If the state deems that it's time to shut us down, then we'll get information from them and I will shut down. But until then, you know, we're going around, you know, being afraid, and it's causing more stress with people than is necessary. The media, and I'm saying that in a general sense, is fear-mongering and sensationalizing stuff, and they are. They're wanting to make this a bigger crisis than it actually is. So that's what's on my mind.
Well, I think you have a good point, and, you know, I've got to run here. I've got to hit another break, but... You know, I'm one actually for wanting to, and I wonder what you think about it, because you do have the license, the cosmetology license. I'm one for more loosening up occupational licensing, and some professions is doing away with it. So I tend to think if you want to serve the public well, you're going to take these measures anyhow. Not everybody.
Well, you would think that, but you know, there's the other side of the coin on that, and that. There are people who will do just enough to get by.
Right.
Okay. I didn't have to take continuing education hours on contagious disease. Okay. But I did it.
Right.
I took it upon myself. There are many who don't even go take continuing education hours on the latest designs and styles that people are looking for. So, yeah, the board has to regulate how you sanitize and how you keep your facility clean, because it is the public health that they are concerned with, not your skill, but the general health of the public, that they come in and they inspect our shop to make sure that we are taking care of the people. We are not making them sick. We are not spreading disease. And you learn this when you're educated on how to take care of people, how to stop the spread of disease. And, you know, not everybody knows that.
Right.
You know, the average Joe doesn't know how to sanitize and clean their home so that little Johnny doesn't track it in on the floor when he comes home from school. It's not something that they are necessarily concerned with. However, I would suggest that maybe that's something that people need to start looking into, is seeing how to keep their environment clean, instead of focusing on, you know, just being afraid, and, you know, maybe become a little proactive in cleaning your environment and taking care of just where you live, your own space.
Wait, I'm a bachelor of 30 something years old. I really don't want people coming into my space. It's just not up to public health standards, I'm pretty sure. But it meets my own standards. I rarely get sick. But yeah, I appreciate it. I appreciate the call, Sherry. I got to run.
Thank you.
You too. Have a good day. 272-9228. Got to hit our last break of the second hour here. Again, this hour of News and Views, folks, brought to you by Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. Visit them on the web at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368. An equal housing lender. More News and Views when we come back. Yeah.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Hello, Central Alabama. The uncertainty and chaos brought about by this coronavirus is a first for me and probably for you too. This is Al Crosby of Crosby Electric, and I want to share with you a resource that might really help bring you and your family comfort during these challenging times. BibleGateway.com is a free resource that I use all the time, and it is easy and free. Just three easy steps will have you reading God's incredible promises for you. Number one, go to BibleGateway.com. Number two, choose your favorite version of the Bible. I usually choose the NIV. Number three, type in a word like peace or joy or love and hit enter. Then you can enjoy reading about what God says about your chosen word. Now, none of us fully understand all the verses in the Bible, but I promise you that God's word provides more peace and joy and comfort in times of trouble than any other resource. So, click away and be safe.
The stock market goes up. The stock market goes down. Right now, the stock market's going. But with Earnest Financial, we're in the money.
Yes, sir.
Can't lose it, honey.
Oh, no.
Lock in your gains and never worry anymore.
I'm not worried.
Don't have to worry.
Be there.
But you better hurry.
It's on the ball.
Before that old stock market crashes through more. Call David Earnest. He's the man to get you in it.
Call Dave.
Just write his number down. Get ready. I'll give it to you in a minute.
Call David Earnest at 279-7431. That's 279-7431. Call David Earnest today.
Sponsored by Earnest Financial, LLC.
Worth Cleaners at 125 Brown Springs Road and 7825 Vaughn Road wants you to feel confident in the health and safety they offer. Their laundry and dry cleaning services effectively kill viruses and germs. In order to limit the physical contact for their staff and customers, their lobby is closed, and they'll accept drop-offs only through the drive-thru. Additionally, they ask that their customers place their drop-offs in the back seat of the vehicle for their staff to take and replace with your pickup items. This will limit the physical contact for their staff and their customers. They will no longer accept bed linens of